Welcome to another MBSA podcast, where we share important issues and developments of the association with our members in a fun and exciting kind of way. Today, I have Robert Brooks and Greg Brooks of the Building Supply Channel. Greg has been an MBSA member for ever since the inception of the association. Before that, he was an ILBSA member for 20 some years that I know of. And so it's always good to be working with you and Robert once again. As we dive into this, this issue of the LMS, we are excited to bring this program to you because the learning management system is basically professional development and employee and associate training and education at your fingertips, on your phone, at your desktop. No travel, no expenses associated with travel, and yet high quality, incredibly good professional development and education for your staff members. So guys, as we get moving along, tell me about the experiences that employers and supervisors that you know have had in training their staff with the LMS.
Well, it was we launched the learning management system in the very early 2000s, 2001. So we were actually in on it really way too early, actually, you know, before a lot of people had the internet and before a lot of employees had the internet. But I people who know me know I'd spent 10 years as the editor of Pro Sales Magazine and 20 years in the business prior to that, just coming up through the ranks. And so I'd been there, but I also spent 5 years with Wix Lumber way back in the 1980s as a trainer. And I then worked with what's now the National Hardware and Paint Association, helped write their building material knowledge program. And I always felt like there was a gap in the training, like it wasn't quite right for our business. NHPA stuff is very, very good if you're a home center and you've got people coming in that could, you know, they could be working at a home center, they could be working at a Circle K, whatever. You know, it's good for people who are very, very basic. But in the construction supply business, what you want is something for the people who are up and coming. They've already got customers, they're already engaged, and so they're already very, very busy. They need to get as much information as they can possibly get, as quickly as they can possibly get it. And that's what we hear back from our clients is that, you know, I can dip in and out of this during my lunch hour and grab stuff. It's not just totally basic stuff. We had one salesman say, look, I've been in the business for 16 years. I thought this was just going to be a refresher. And yes, I did know a lot of what was in the courses, but I picked up something new from everything too. So what we've tried to do with this is mirror the way that people actually learn when they're on the sales counter, or maybe more specifically how I learned when I was on the sales counter. I think we've accomplished that, you know, judging by the feedback we get.
Oh, that's excellent. I remember telling me about the early stages of the LMS and how far that has come in the last 22, 23 years, maybe. And that's why this is so exciting for us now, because MBSA members now have this wonderful tool available to them. And I think that's a really terrific benefit of membership in the association. And I hope that everybody at least logs on, checks it out. And then once they do, they're going to say, oh my God, I had no idea that I had so much stuff, as it were, at my disposal right now, right away. So why is this education tool so meaningful to HR supervisors and HR directors and the building material business leaders? Why is this so valuable to our industry?
Yeah, that has to do with Robert and his skills as a software engineer. So I'm going to turn it over to Robert and let him answer that one. So,
well, our training provides real world information from experts around the industry. And one of the things that we try to do is condense all of the information into bite-sized bits that you can learn quickly. We've taken that concept and applied that towards the administrative tools as well. So starting a new company in the system is simple. It's quick. Fill out a little bit of information about the company, put in your information. You're automatically the company administrator, and then you can get in, create employee accounts, grab some seat licenses, and start training all within 10 minutes.
And probably worth adding to that is that when you sign up, when you register, there's no charge. It's free. It's only when you start to buy seat licenses that it starts to cost money. And so quite a few of our clients will sign in. They'll set up accounts for free because we have an extensive skills evaluation test that is part of the free part of the site. So, you know, I mean, everybody's deal is we don't want to take time for training, and employees say, I don't need that. I already know all about Windows. Okay, take the test. Show me. If you really know all about Windows, you'll come through the test with flying colors and nobody will ask you to take a training course on it. But when you take the skills evaluation test, what it will do is it will spotlight the areas where you're weak and recommend specific courses. For those, you know, to cover those particular weaknesses. So that's, I mean, that's kind of what makes it worthwhile for an administrator is it's efficient. You know, you don't waste time learning about stuff you already know about. You always got something, right. Something new and something just what you really need. So,
yeah. And especially now in LBM, saving that kind of time is very, very important. Because everybody is right now still heavily focused on getting product to the customer, getting product out of warehouses, logistics, all those things that have been challenged over the course of the last year and a half or so. So that's why this is more important now than ever. It's the time savings. It's the no employee downtime. It's they can do this on their own at their lunch hour, as you said, or they can do this at 9 o'clock at night. It doesn't really matter. The affordability of these courses is only really part of the magic because it is so affordable. But what other conveniences can the members expect and enjoy from the LMS?
Well, things like, in fact, Robert, you ought to, why don't you talk about the assignments and the way that you can structure training and take people through that?
Yep. With once your employees have gone through the skills evaluation tests, you can start assigning courses. You can build your own curriculum, and that will allow you to send out notifications. Employees will get notified then when a course is completed. You'll get notification. Your administrative dashboard has all of the tools at a glance, and it also has in-depth data. So you can go back through, if you want to look at how somebody has scored on a test and look at each of their answers, you can do that. If you just need to see what they scored when they completed their assignments, you can do that as well. I'd say all of our courses are mobile and tablet friendly, as Greg said.
And, you know, typically what will happen is that, you know, the company will say, okay, we want you to complete X number of courses per month. You know, some with an assigned list, some without. But you got to complete it with, let's say, 90% on the test, at least 90%, or at least 85%, or whatever the case is. What we found is that more often, people would go back and they can take the test multiple times. So if I get 65, I go back through the course and I review, come back and take the test again until I get my 85 or my 90. People wouldn't stop there. They'd go all the way to 100. They'd keep taking the course until they could get 100 because they knew that manager was going to be able to see it. They wanted to get 100 on it. And I thought, well, you know something? They just learned all that material if they got 100 on the test. So that's a good thing. But yeah. So it's it encourages you to learn.
Yes, and you know, creating a learning environment in the workplace is really one of the healthiest things that, that we can do, not only for the future of the, of our company, but for the future of our industry. And so this LMS really plays into refining and redefining excellence in the workplace for our members and for the industry as a whole. So before we wrap, just want to tell our members how to get to it. If you just go to thembsa.org and then click on the benefits button, you'll see a pull down list and you'll see the learning management system plugged in right there. And then you can take a tutorial, shows you how to use it. And always remember that if you get stuck on something, you're welcome to contact us here at the office, send us an email, give us a phone call, whatever it is. And if we don't know the answer here, I know that one of the Brookses is going to know the answer. So
it will likely be Robert, but right. Yes, somebody will have that answer for you. Absolutely. And absolutely. So yes, it's get in and explore. And, I like a lot of people in this business, I got dumped on the counter and it just said here, they sat me next to Ed, who was an expert. And I asked Ed. And so my job was to prevent Ed from getting any work done, but you get dumped in like that, you know, you can get to like 75% of what you need within a year without any training. But it's the other 25% that differentiates you from the average or the below average competitor that's out there. And so it becomes an ongoing, never ending thing to learn. And that's what we try to encourage with this, is that learning is something that happens throughout your career in this business. So.
Well, once again, gentlemen, thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for your time. Thank you for bringing us such a wonderful product that we can share with our members. And thank you for all you do for all of us here at MBSA.